and I'm going to continue praising God. I don't care if I got to praise them all by myself. Life matters to me because you gave me life.
You've been listening to the Starlight Baptist Church with host pastor Reverend Van Jones. Our church is located at 3538 Highway 1 in Marksville, Louisiana. Our service times are as follows. Sunday school 9:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. And our regular service begins at 11 a.m. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, our phone number is 318-253-4187. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Welcome to the House of Praise. Full Gospel Missionary Baptist Church with Bishop Dr. Wayne Thomas and Minister Charistia Thomas.
I want you to stand up this time and play it.
Bible said we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we simply say thank you for this time, God, to spend in your word before your people. Now, Master, all of us confess we have sinned. We have fallen short of your glory. We repent of all of our sins in the name of Jesus. Help us, oh God, to put our mind stayed upon thee, that we may hear a word, and then once we have heard the word, we do the word. Now, God, it is your weak and feeble servant, one more time, coming to you, God, needing power to preach your word. Enable me, O God, to preach your word in clarity of thought, mind, and speech. And, Father, we be ever so mindful and careful to give you all the glory, honor, and praise that's due to your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Again, we give honor to our God, to his son Jesus, who is the Christ. Yes, we certainly thank God for the Holy Spirit. Yes, Lord. Thank God for the angel of this house, our pastor, in the person of Pastor Darrell Sampson.
All right.
Thank God for the New Jerusalem Church family.
Amen.
Thank God for my wife, my children.
Amen. We certainly thank God for the musicians.
All right.
Amen, 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 amen. We got a little something going on, mm-hmm. a little sinus, so musicians, we need you. Amen.
Amen.
Don't leave us. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Help us to get through this message. There's a word from the Lord in 1 Timothy chapter 1. 1 Timothy chapter 1. And we want to look at verse 12 through 15. 1 Timothy, amen, chapter 1. I'm going to look at verses 12 through 15. Amen. While you find in the scripture for today's message, let me say this. We certainly thank God for our pastor. He did a wonderful job in bringing the word on the revival last Friday night. Amen. We went down and spent a little time with him, and I told him, I said, after he got through preaching, I said, the old man still got it.
Yes,
amen. So we certainly thank God for him. The message was, strange things happen when you chase after God.
Right.
It
yes,
was a word, and we got this word out of that word.
All right.
Amen. So, amen. That's the message we got. Amen. Out of the message our pastor preached on today. Amen. We have to have our, not only physical ears, but spiritual ears open. Amen. Uh-huh. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. The Bible reads, "And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who had enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor, an injurious. But I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceedingly abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief." May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of God's most holy and divine word. Amen. Looking at that 12th verse, and what he says, putting me into ministry. I want to talk about for a little while, my sermon thought. He put me in even though he knows my record. He put me in even though he knows God Almighty, my record.
Yes, Lord.
People do great and wonderful things. People sometimes fall short and don't do so good in life. For some people, they are well liked, and they can do anything wrong and still be put in, watch it now, or kept in by man. Am I talking to anybody in this church this morning?
Yes.
But for some of us, we barely made it in by the skin of our teeth.
All right.
But because God is with us, because some people make it hard for us, I thank God today, although I fell down. My enemies thought I was going to stay down.
All right.
Jesus still put me in ministry, and he knows all my flaws and my weaknesses. Are y'all with me here? Let me help you. Let me take it a step further. I'm already out there. And it's not that I'm so good. Are y'all with me? Because I'm not, but my heart is in the right place concerning God and God's people. Are y'all with me here? Don't you let nobody hold you to your past. Don't you let nobody make you feel that you cannot work for the Lord. Am I talking to anybody? Because the devil, Jesus said, come, but to steal, to kill, and to defraud. But Jesus said, this is the kicker here. I have come that they, we the they, may have life, and that they may have life more abundantly. Are y'all with me here? He put me in, even though he knows my record. Because you know, people count you out. People say, how such and such is in that position now. They must have eased through the back door. Or the people might not know this or know that. But I thank God that's not up to the people. But it's up to God. Look at the text. Look at the text. The Apostle Paul here, I feel pretty good now, is the writer of 1 Timothy. 2 Timothy and Titus. Now those letters are known as pastoral epistles. And Paul instructed his sons in the ministry, that's Bishop Titus and Bishop Timothy, about how to handle church membership and to openly oppose false teachers. Are y'all with me here?
Right.
With how are you going to do that, Bishop?
How?
With proper doctrine of Jesus Christ. That's not all. And with proper living.
All right.
Because if we're going to preach the word, we have to live what we preach. Right. Are y'all with me here?
All right.
Before Jesus called Paul to be an apostle and work for him, his name was Saul. And he was a bad man. He treated the church bad by killing Christians, throwing them in jail. I tell you, that rascal Saul, he was a rebel, strictly against God and God's people. But God called Saul on the road by the way of Damascus. And God placed a call on Saul's life. And he changed his name from Saul to Paul.
Yes, Lord.
And he went on to do great works for Jesus.
Yes. Yes.
And he did suffer much. He was persecuted beyond measure. But he did great work for the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And that brings me here, my beloved brothers and sisters. This is what blew my mind in Jerusalem. Paul said, Jesus, put him in. Nowadays, you can teach and show no preach the gospel. And because you don't wear a trench coat and meet up at Golden Corral, they call you disqualified. But let me leave that alone. But here, when you have a past, and when you have been through storms in life, and when the Lord has truly delivered you and I from our storm, amen, that was not to kill us. That was not to hurt us. That was to make us a living testimony before those that didn't believe the God in us. Are y'all with me here? Because who would have thought a man with all of that hatred in his heart, with all of that malice, with all of the things that he did, I'm talking about Paul, amen, that he would be so great of an apostle and a worker for Jesus. Well, if you hadn't been through nothing, amen, you really can't say nothing. But if you've been through something, your life would be a living testimony, not of you, but of the goodness of Jesus and what all he's done for us. In our text, let's not hold you too long. The Bible says, and I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who had enabled me, for that he counted the faithful, me faithful, putting me into ministry. Now that word in this text, enable, look at the word. We can't run over words. If it's in there, it has meaning. We got to deal with it. That word enable
It means an opportunity that Jesus gave Paul. But I thank God that he just not gave Paul the opportunity, but he gave you and I the opportunity. And then he also, that word enable, he gave Paul the authority to be an apostle of Jesus Christ and do the work for him. In other words, Jesus did not go check with Susan, James, or John and say, you think I ought to put him in? What you think about it? No, he don't do that. Jesus uses whatever's a benefit to his kingdom. And he know how to clean them up and stand them straight up and send them in for his work. Do I have a witness here?
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And so having just mentioned in verse 11, the verse before 12, where Paul says that Jesus had entrusted him with the gospel. Paul now give thanks because Christ was willing to appoint him to service. In spite of his past sins. Because you know we think because somebody done did so much wrong. How in the world is this joker up that preaching now? How in the world is this joker up that pastoring and leading people now? But thank God that man does not get the last word. But Jesus does. And ain't it ironic when Jesus changes a person? You can see it now from the inside out, even though, amen, you don't want to recognize it. And it's a blessing to see how Jesus could take us with our cold black hearts and dip it in his rich red blood and change us from the inside out.
Yes, Lord.
Are y'all with me here?
Yeah.
And so I thank God for Paul.
Yeah.
Paul says he marveled because, I'm still in 12, God considered him worthy of his trust, even though he had previously been unbelieving and untrusting.
Yeah.
Amen. So if God has anything for you to do, my beloved brothers and sisters,
yeah,
I bid that you hurry up and do it.
All right.
Because as Jonah, the trouble he caught from running,
yes,
from the assignment that God had placed on his life.
Uh-huh.
You see, if Jonah would have went on ahead and preached to those wicked Ninevites,
yeah,
the ones that killed his father, Amittai.
Uh-huh.
Amittai was a prophet before Jonah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. And that's why he did not want to preach to that wicked city called Nineveh. But you have to remember Jonah. You have to remember Wayne Thomas. Even though they did you wrong, it's not up to you to decide whether you preach to them and they get saved or not. But you must just preach that right there, Thomas. You got it. That's God's business. And our job is just to carry God's message to a dying world.
Yes, Lord.
Even those that done it wrong in time past or even now in the present.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. We have to learn how when God calls us, we will not catch him or caught him off guard by surprise.
Uh-huh.
But the Lord knows our past, our future, and our present.
Yes,
do y'all hear me here? In 13, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and an injurious man? Paul said he was a blasphemer of God and he was a persecutor of the church. But look at this now. He said, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. Now, that kind of perplexed me because you have some people that's doing it not ignorantly, but know they're doing wrong openly and still doing wrong. That's dangerous. But Paul says, I did it in ignorance. And so he did not know. So Jesus showed grace and mercy upon his life. For look what he says in 14, and the grace of our Lord was exceedingly abundant with faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. Even though Paul had sinned against God, let me help us. According to Romans 5 and verse number 20, since sin was there, surely the need for God's grace was needed. And Paul knew that it was nothing he did that was so special to be put into ministry.
All right. Yeah.
And you know, amen, I know that nothing that we did for God to call us, amen, and save us, but it was only by the grace of the Lord. And so here in 15, the Bible said, this is the faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. What Paul is saying is that Jesus said that I put Paul in. And so this is a faithful saying and for all to accept. I didn't put myself in, but Jesus put me in.
Jesus, come on.
And then Paul admits to being a sinner. And that he stood in the need of God's grace. And not only a sinner, but he said, I am chief of sinners. It's funny how people count you and I out, but God counts us in. I thank God that he is in control. And God does the calling and not man. Now, I can't leave it there, amen, since I am a doctor of theology. I cannot leave you ignorant of the scriptures. If I would have left it there and went home, I would have left, amen, an opening. But I got to put a period right there. Can I help us here? The Bible said, Paul said he was chief of sinners. And I said, amen, that I'm glad that God does the calling and not man. Amen. I feel pretty good, Lady Thomas. Yeah, I'm not going to leave us ignorant of the scripture, but rather your calling has to be certified by man. It was your Lord and Savior. If you didn't get happy through the whole message, you ought to get happy right here. If not, then I'm going to have to talk to Pastor and ask him to pray for you. Because something definitely is wrong with you if you don't get happy right here. Can I get a witness here? I said, if you don't get happy right here, something is definitely wrong with you. Do y'all hear me talking to you? I'm preaching to you. I'm not preaching at you. Do y'all hear me here? Well, my boy's here. Thank you for praying for me, Pastor. Amen. But you remember Jesus. He was baptized in the Jordan River by the baptizer named John. We call him John the Baptist, but John was not a Baptist. He just was the baptizer that baptized Jesus. Do I have a witness here? The Bible said that the Holy Spirit is on Jesus like a dove. Amen. Do I have a witness here? He was just being anointed for his ministry. Amen. If you look at the Old Testament, amen, you had, amen, ordination and appointments. Amen. In the New Testament, you had the laying on of hands with all the separation to ministry. Amen. So the call has to be certified by man. But God does the call. Do I have a witness here as I get ready to get out of here? Because I feel pretty good. As I leave us here, Paul knew that the call to leadership in the church of God was not personal, but it was about serving people. Amen. Jesus said, I did not come to be served. Amen. But I came to serve. Now, wait a minute.
You mean to tell me Jesus owns the church? Yeah, and he serves. Yes, he is teaching us leaders and pews. Amen. We must serve one another. Amen. Before we try to serve him. It's all about serving people in order to serve God. Don't feel guilty once God has forgiven you. Amen. And because people didn't want to see you in Jesus, because he decided to put you in. You have a witness here when Jesus put you in. You're in. I don't care what come up against you. They don't match with Jesus. I don't care who say what. Amen. They might as well shut up their mouth. Because once my Lord and Savior speaks, that's all I need to hear. You have a witness here. He got my front, my back, and my side. Jesus, he got me covered in his rich red blood. Jesus, he died on the cross and Calvary. He died for little old me. He died for little old you. You have a witness here. Jesus, he is my Lord. Jesus, he is your Lord. Once he puts you in, you're in. Don't worry about it. You used to smoke crack. Let me call the roll. Don't worry about it. You used to chase skirt tails. Don't worry about it. You're coming in a motel. And ain't that yet? Don't worry about it because you lied. Don't worry about it because you plotted on somebody. Don't worry about your past sins. When Jesus has forgiven your sins, you are forgiven. Jesus, he is my Lord. Jesus, he is your Lord. Jesus, one Friday on the hill called Calvary. One Friday on Golgotha's hill. The Bible says Golgotha is like a stone. It stained men's bones and men's blood. You have a witness here. Jesus, he died a gruesome purpose. And how dare you let somebody hold you back that don't want to see you back. I bid you, New Jerusalem, that you want to own in Jesus. Don't let nobody stop you from preaching the pride of God. You have a witness here. Don't think I'm preacher. Don't preach your own. Can I preach your own to help? You have a witness here. God called me, and I know God called me. You have a witness here, and I'm going to preach Jesus to a dying world. You have a witness here. He died on the hill called Calvary. He was buried in Joseph's a brand new tomb. The Bible declares he stayed in the grave all day Friday. He stayed in the grave all Friday night. He stayed in the grave all day Saturday. He stayed in the grave all Saturday night. But you know how that you boy. It was early. It was early.
Listening to the House of Praise, Full Gospel Missionary Baptist Church at 8 Prospect Street in Alexandria, with Dr. Bishop Wayne Thomas and Minister Sharisha Thomas. To correspond with them, 318-730-9788. And tune in next time for the House of Praise, Full Gospel Missionary Baptist Church.
Welcome to the radio broadcast of Living Word Ministries, Living Word Ministries of Magadan. Stay tuned and focused and let words of life minister to you by our pastor, Altorio Holden Sr. At the end of the broadcast, contact information will be given to you. Here's our pastor.
First Samuel, the 19th chapter. something, a nugget of soul laying in there, and